This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The mess left behind by the housing crisis is still being sorted out to this day to the tune of billions of dollars. This morning, we've got news of two unrelated settlements that both triggered distasteful flashbacks to 2007 and 2008. Let's go through them one by one with Marketplace's Eve Troe. Good morning, Eve.
Hey, good morning.
First, we have 14 banks settling up to the tune of $10 billion with federal regulators. And here the issue was foreclosure abuse. Tell us about what happened.
Well, basically, the government was mad back in 2011 about all the robo-signing allegations, if you remember those. And that was across all the major banks, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Bank of America. And if you remember, it came out that they were issuing foreclosures in huge batches. They weren't examining each file like they were supposed to. The government said, you know, you guys got to go back and make sure that each of these foreclosures was actually justified. And that's turned out to be a huge expense, requiring thousands of independent consultants. So the banks finally said, okay, we'll just pay $10 billion, call it even. Now, the downside of that is that, you know, none of the homeowners who lost their homes are likely to get any amount of money that would help them get into another home again.
And separately, Eve, we have Bank of America today paying $3.6 billion to Fannie Mae. They have also agreed to buy back another $7 billion of mortgages from Fannie. What happened here?
Well, this is over mortgages issued by Countrywide, if you remember that name, which Bank of America bought 5 years ago. Now, Countrywide sold loans to Fannie Mae, and Fannie Mae says Countrywide never should have underwritten many of those mortgages to begin with. They were bad loans. This covers a period from 2000 to 2008. And what's going to happen is that Bank of America will wind up paying almost $7 billion for worthless, toxic assets. And like you said, the rest in cash to make up for the wrongdoing.
And what, if anything, can we make of these two settlements taken together?
Well, I talked to Chris Whalen at Tangent Capital Partners. He says we are getting a sense of how much it's going to cost the banks to clean up this foreclosure mess once and for all. And that's a positive. Also, he says rules on writing mortgages have become more strict to the point that he thinks a lot of banks are going to scale back on issuing them altogether. He also says it's just not as easy to foreclose on a homeowner these days.
There's a whole series of steps before you get to a foreclosure that we now have to go through with the homeowner to see if we can't help them. Modify the loan, maybe short sell them out of it if they don't want to stay in the house. But don't go just to a foreclosure the way we would have before the settlement.
So it may get us all riled up to remember some of the sins of the banks that led to the housing crisis. But he says things really are getting better.
Marketplace's Eve Troe on duty for us this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.